It's Northwest Outdoor Adventures with Lance Fisher, your guide for fishing and hunting in the Great Northwest. Brought to you in part by Willie Boats, simply the best, and Procure Baits and Scents. Now, here's your guide, Lance Fisher.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Northwest Outdoor Adventures with Lance Fisher. Coming up on today's show, it's the El Waco leg of the OTC, and the boys are getting ready to head out of El Waco as we speak. Also, let's see here, Tommy Burgess. Boy, can you believe it's already we are on the eve of the upcoming Buoy 10 season, and I know that there's just a ton of you out there that are just fired up about this year's Chinook opportunities out there at Buoy 10. It'll be great to have Tom on the show. Also, Joel LaFollette, lots of fly fishing going on this time of year. But first, can we say that another world record this year? Rick Arnold, what's going on with the trout fishing this year?
You know, it's been amazing, Lance, because the brown trout record fell last September, and I don't think anybody anticipated it falling again in less than a year, but Lake Michigan has kicked out two of these 41-pound-plus browns in the last 10 months.
Unbelievable. And 41 pounds, and then we had the 48-pound rainbow. We've got state record, world record kokanee. I mean, is there something in the water?
I don't know, but if there is, put some more in.
I'm ready, man. Maybe they can do this to some of our salmon. Maybe we can see those 100, 110, 120-pound toads again one of these days, right?
That would be fantastic. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? So you're at the hollow grounds of Wickiup at this point, speaking of brown trout records, and it's your time of year. In fact, you and I have spent some time together in the past this time of year up in the Cascade High Lakes. Tell us a little bit about what's going on up there and what people can expect if they're headed that direction.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, it's a depth-controlled game this time of the year. Everybody crowds into the thermocline once those set up on the lake. So
now, are you looking between the 25, 35, 40-foot mark? Is that where you're concentrating right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm marking fish at 25 down to, say, 40 feet.
And how many feet of water are you in?
You know, it's Wiki up sort of up and down with all these channels out here, so yeah, we're anywhere from 20 to 60 feet, depending on where we're at.
Excellent. And are you? Tell us a little bit about what you're running. What sort of plugs at this point are you using? I'm assuming you're using plugs.
I am. I've actually got. And I'll go ahead and tell you exactly what I'm using for.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah,
all right.
I've got a Pratco Bomber B16. It's a jointed plug, about 7 inches long, and I've got it painted to look just like a kokanee, and that's what a lot of these browns are feeding on in here right now.
And you know you've lost your mind when you've got a personal painter to paint all your plugs.
You know, you got to do something with your time, right?
No, I do the same thing. If you're, you know, I get some of the stuff, you know, I get some of my plugs for salmon and steelhead out of the package, and there's some good patterns that work, but most of my plugs go to the paint booth.
Right. Yeah, I've had several guys kind of help me out over the years. So always looking for a guy with good painting skills. And we paint these things to look like the Tui Chub, the Kokanee, or the Rainbows. And that seems to be the three predominant forage fish over here for the browns.
Yeah, well, and that plug that you're using, it kind of sounds similar to that rainbow pattern Rapala that was so popular for years.
Yeah, that's... We do up a couple of variations of the rainbows and some lighter ones, some darker ones, and it's a killer pattern. It's been working for about 40 years now.
and that's jointed like that broken back Rapala, correct?
Yeah. This is actually a floater that's about jointed about two-thirds, one-third, and it's got a crazy action. You hit the right speed, and this thing is really, really wild looking.
But speed is everything. I mean, when it comes to plugs, your speed is everything in getting those things to thump exactly the way you want them to thump.
I think so. I think I'm a believer every lure has the right action.
Yeah, and it's a very fine line. And really, those sort of details, I mean, isn't that what really differentiates the 10% from the 90%?
I think so. Yep. Yep. It's dotting the I's, crossing the T's. It's a lifelong learning curve, and there's just a lot of stuff to pick up, and it does help you have a leg up.
Rick Arnold joining me today on Northwest Outdoor Adventures, and we're talking world record brown and wiki up, and lots going on up at the High Lakes this time of year, especially if you're willing to get down a little deeper. And really, for people that don't think things like this matter, they're just not far enough along in the game to realize that they actually do, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's a depth control game right now. You can still pick up some fish probably right at dark and in the evening and first light in the shallows, but it's such a small window. So we can get out here and actually pick up these fish during the day if you get in their zone.
So with that in mind, Rick, you're on Wiki Up right now, but plenty of other opportunities up in your neck of the woods at this point as well.
Yeah, East Lake should be coming into form about now. We'll actually be up there maybe tomorrow. If we don't make it tomorrow, we'll be up there the first of next week. So East Lake is prime. Palina, you can still pick up some browns. So we've got several lakes just right here in a 50-mile radius that can produce some good quality brown fishing in the summer.
Does it seem like Palina tends to outperform everything else early, but as the season wanes, it seems like its brother right next door tends to pick up a little steam as the water temperatures seem to rise. Is that, am I accurate in thinking that that might be the case?
Yeah, it is a good assessment. For some reason, the deeper drill doesn't work as well on Palina, and a lot of guys have tackled it, and very few have been successful through the summer. But part of it is it's a lot deeper lake, and a lot of the lake is over 50 feet versus East Lake has a lot of shallows, and you can fish a lot of 20, 30, 40 foot depth at East. And I think that might be one of the factors is why it's a little better at East in the summer than it is at Palina.
Yeah, to where you're able to vertically channel those fish a little better and finding that 30-foot line, you can really fish that effectively.
Right. Yeah, we've got some real good runs that we like to work on East Lake. And Palina, you know, we pick up a fish once in a while, but it's a lot tougher to pick up nicer browns there in the summer.
A little better for kokanee this time of year.
Absolutely, yeah. Kokanee are shining up there right now. Of course, they're not the size that you're getting at Wallawa, but there's good numbers of kokanee coming out of there.
Well, not every place has a world record, right?
Yeah, that lake is just unreal. I think we're seeing the peak this year with all these records broken, 5 state records in a world coming out in less than a year. So this is the year to be up there for sure.
Fabulous.
In fact, a friend, Gary Morales, with Shasta Tackle,
sure,
is over there, and they'll be filming. They'll be filming probably an edition of Angler West over there this week.
Well, it sounds like a good place to be filming. And for those listening, trophytroutguide.com, and of course, you've got reference to that new world record brown, and among other things, you've got current fishing reports as well.
You bet. We've got everything related to trophy trout we can get our hands on.
Well, you do a good job of that, Rick. Hey, Rick, thanks for coming on and spending a little bit of your fishing time with us. And I look forward to catching up with you here in a few weeks.
You bet, Lance. Thanks for having me on.
There's Rick Arnold, and always a good thing to do this time of year. You can head over that direction. And like Rick said, to get up on the Cascade High Lakes, you've got so many opportunities. And all you got to do is just drag the boat that direction. And if you want big fish, there's big fish around. If you want to go catch limits of kokanee, there's that as well. And speaking of big fish, we're right around the corner to a little bit of buoy 10 activity. I've got a couple trips available in my new Willie Raptor. And you can get a hold of me either at lancefisherfishing.com or 503-680-6809. And also, for your anytime listening pleasure, you can find podcasting and show archives at 95.5thegame.com. Thanks for tuning in to Northwest Outdoor Adventures. We will return after this commercial break.